hold on! I gotta get my pants on! Come in!
Mr. Petit, I need to talk to you. And it's concerning Matt McClain.
Wait a minute! Now, who the hell are you, boy? Barging into my office like this? Man, I could've been naked or something! Ain't there no privacy around here? Wait a minute. Don't go. You know, you're that kid that's been trained by Matt McClain, right? Frosty the Snowman. No, that's it. The Snowball, that's it, right? Hey, yeah, Snowball. Come into my office. I knew Snowball all the time. I know, I'm just playing with you. Oh, good Lord. How the hell are you, Snowball? What can I do for you, boy?
That's a terminal cross, Mr. Petit. Now, as I was telling you, I need to talk to you. And it's about the number one contender, Matt McClain. I need your help. I need to talk to him, but he won't give me the time of the day. That's where you come in.
Well, god dang it, Snowy, spit it out! Look, I don't have all dang day. We're around the middle of our pay-per-view. Look, Snowcat, I'm a busy man. I got wrestlers I need to check on. I got bills I gotta pay. I have to find Sam Nettis before he leaves my arena and goes to my house to hide naked in the shadows waiting for me to get home. Now, look. You say you want to talk to Madam McClain, and you're willing to do anything in order to get the crippler himself on a one-on-one situation with you? Anything?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm willing to do whatever you need me to do. I need to confront McClain. There's some things that I'm not really proud of that he's done, and I'm tired of sitting back watching him. His reign of terror ends, and if it has to be me that stops him, then so be it.
Let me get this right, Snowplow. You say you're willing to do anything to talk to the crippler Matty McClain. Boy, you got some big nuts. I don't even want to talk to the crippler. He's got that revolution running all over here. That's crazy. They'll break your leg and make you tap out. That's right. Look, he's got that breaking point crossface finisher. It'll tear your dang arm out. Leave him alone. He's not a real good people person like I am. Look, that man gives me the heebie-jeebies. But since you're taking the time to come into my office unannounced, I got something in mind, Snowplow. Look, if you really want to get with Matty McClain, come over here, Snowbank. Listen to what I'm offering you. That's right. Trust me. Main event. Matt McClain. Look, you do that and trust me. Do as I say, and you will have no problem getting a crippler's attention. Are we clear, sir?
Yes, sir. Anything you want. Thank you, Mr. Petit. I won't let you down.
See that you don't, son? Oh, my God. Mr. Petit, what a complicated web you weave. Yes, indeed. Oh, Snowplow, you're going to get his attention, all right. You're going to get his attention.
Hello, fanboys and fangirls. I'm your sexy on-the-scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, and with me right now, before he enters the arena for his chance to become the world heavyweight champion, is Matt McClain. Matt, do you have any words for the world champion before you enter the arena?
Real? Tonight? It's you and I, one-on-one. But you know what? Oh, I decided to make a bit of a change. You see, I've talked with our special guest referee, Mr. Petit himself. And he granted me the challenger and the man that's made you tap out 3 times. An offer that I just couldn't pass up. Tonight, you and I in an I Quit match for your title. You know what? You might be the unrecognized world heavyweight champion, but I still want that title and I still want to break it. So, tonight, you quit. Or you have that towel thrown in, I become the new champion. And should I quit, which we know that that's not going to happen, or have the towel thrown in on me, you win and you retain your title. You see, Lee, this has got to stop between us. It's getting a little old me kicking your ass all the time. It's plain and simple. Lines have been drawn, and tonight, the revolution walks out winners.
So there you have it, folks. Matt McClain has added a special I quit or toss in the towel stipulation to this world title match. Good luck with your, hey, don't walk away from me. What a self-centered jerk. Anyway, I'm still your sexy on the scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, saying, if you can't wait until I say my signature line, then you won't be asked back on my show. Back to you, promo.
Thank you very much, Candace Hoffman, our roving X-Zone reporter, for yet another breakthrough interview, fans. I've just been told that Absolute Libre, our world heavyweight champion, is furious over the last-minute stipulations that have just been announced and promises come hell or high water, Matt McClain will not exit this show with the World Heavyweight Championship around his waist. As the Boo Birds come out of their seats and into the arena, let's throw this show over to ring announcer Michael Stuffer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our main event of the evening and will be held under I Quit and Towel match rules. For this bout, the special guest referee will be BACW owner, Mr. Bati! On the line, the unrecognized eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship! Before we introduce the combatants, let me introduce to you the towel holder in corner A. She is Matt McClain's wife, Chrissy McClain! And now let me introduce to you our number one contender. He is one-third of the Mid-South Syndicate and holds three submission victories over the World Heavyweight Champion. Accompanied to the ring by his valet and wife, Chrissy McClain, he is the Crippler, Matt McClain!
What can you say about Matt McClain other than he's in perfect position to dethrone Absolutely Real? Tonight, I predict Matt McClain will not get the job done because if there's one thing that I know about our World Heavyweight Champion Absolutely Real, it's that he's even more determined this fourth time around to emerge from this iPay-per-view with his title around his waist. And speaking of champions, here comes our World Heavyweight title holder.
Ladies and gentlemen, a man who needs no introduction, but my contract forces me to give him one. He is our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. There is only one, Absolutely Real. In the champion's corner, the person who will be holding the towel will be the lovely Miss Madison.
Sprinting down the aisle and diving into the ring, Mr. Petit quickly calls for the bell, and here we go! Immediately putting the boots to a careless Lee Real, Matt McClain opens up this contest with a fury of closed hand fists. Pulling Real out into the corner by his hair, McClain leans into a hard knife edge chop, and now pulling on the arm of the champion into the opposite corner with a thud goes Absolutely Real. Clothesline follows and Real staggers to his feet, not willing to go down, and Matt McClain immediately transitions into a full Nelson, and Matt McClain is looking for an early submission. Madison now gazes at Bob with loving eyes, but Bob cautiously tells her not to throw the towel in so early and not to get nervous. Lee Real raises his arms and slips out of the full Nelson, and Matt McClain bends over to deliver an FUC style forearm, but Lee Real just countered with an awesome kick to the head, rapid fire knee lift, and Matt McClain is dazed. McClain now reels from the sting of the surprise move and staggering into the corner. Real follows on uneasy legs. Real fires away with a chop to the chest and pushing McClain off into the ropes. Here comes the challenger back into the center of the ring on the rebound. Leaping into the air, it's Lee Real with a picture-perfect drop kick that drops Matt McClain like a sack of dirt, and following up with a rolling knee across the bridge of the challenger's nose. Lee Real needs to be looking for a submission because pinfalls don't count. Snap leg drop sets up the STFU, and oh my god, look at the horror in Matt McClain's eyes. He cannot believe that Lee Real has applied a finisher so early in the contest. Real yanks backwards, and Chrissy McClain immediately gets on the apron with the towel in her hands. She's not going to throw this one in this early, is she? McClain is now screaming through gritted teeth for Chrissy to get down, and she drops back down to the floor with tears in her eyes, and Real is forced to break the hold as his arms must have been drained a great deal from pulling on that submission hold. Mr. Petit is now screaming at Absolute Lee Real for releasing the... Oh my god! Lee Real just shoved the BACW owner flat on his back, and that has to have consequences. McClain from behind with a low blow and turning into a killer twist of fate. It's a grudge Rocky Matt McClain, who's now applying a surfboard submission. Lee Real cries out in pain, and Mr. Petit now appears to be enjoying the view. Petit is now asking Lee Real if he wants to submit, but Real is waving at Madison. What is he doing? Is he telling her to throw in the towel? Is Real submitting? No, he's telling Madison once again to get off the apron, and my God, Madison almost tossed in the towel from that miscue, and this is something that absolutely Lee Real just can't have happen in this match. Wait a minute, folks. Lee Real is doing a push-up, and McClain can't believe it. He's fighting out of the surfboard. Where is Lee Real getting the strength to fight this submission? I just don't know. Breaking the hold, McClain fires forward with a donkey punch to the back of the champion's head. And wow, does Matt McClain look upset or what? He cannot believe that Lee Real just overpowered him and powered out of one of his submissions. McClain appears frustrated. He's going for the breaking point. Cross face and quickly stumbling into the nylon. Lee Real forces a reluctant Matt McClain to break the hold, and McClain is now asking his wife, Chrissy McClain, to set up a table on the outside of the ring. What the hell is McClain doing? Hey, Chrissy, don't listen to him! Come on! You don't want this match to end like that through cheating? Inside the ring, the challenger has told Chrissy McClain to move out of the way because he's gonna powerbomb Lee Real over the top ropes and right the hell through the table. My God, Mr. Petit doesn't seem to be stopping this. Oh my God, from happening. And remember, folks, in BACW, sometimes the rules are high and sometimes they don't. McClain now takes a deep breath and cranking Lee Real up into here. Real spins into a triangle reverse submission. Oh my God, now McClain's eyes fill with pain, and folks, Lee Real has it locked in tight and he's got it cinched in, and Matt McClain's joint is almost snapping from his arm. My God, Mr. Petit doesn't know what to do. Chrissy McClain has once again come up on the apron with the towel. Hey, what the hell is this? It's Terminal Frost. What's he doing here? Terminal Frost is now struggling with Chrissy McClain for the towel, and Mr. Petit is pretending not to see what's going on. Turn around, Petit. Can you see? Frost is trying to throw in the towel. Chrissy yanks the towel away from Frost, and oh my God, the towel just fell into the ring, and Petit is turning around, and Chrissy looks shot. He's calling for the bell. Oh my God, thanks to Terminal Frost, Mr. Petit is calling for the bell, and Lee Real has successfully defended his World Heavyweight Championship. I don't believe it. Breaking the hold and allowing a very injured Matt McClain to slide out of the ring and back up the aisle. Let's go to the ring for an official announcement. I can't believe it. Did Petit actually help Lee Real? I don't get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, because Chrissy McClain threw the towel into the ring, your winner of the bout, and still, unrecognized eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, there is only one absolutely real.
As a very disappointed and upset but injured Matt McClain disappears with Chrissy and Terminal Frost back through the curtains and into our backstage area. My God, it's good to see an ending where Absolute Lee Real actually comes out on top. I'm not sure what Mr. Petit's deal is, but you know what, folks? That's all the time we have for now. I'm the Promo Machine, and on behalf of the E-Rex...
Wait a minute, Promo! Hang the hell on! Don't wrap me up that quick! Oh, I got some things to say right here, right now, in Las Vegas, Nevada! Lee Real, you raise your hands on me during this match, and son, no one, and I mean no one, lays their hands on a BACW owner. Lee, I ain't gonna reverse this decision. I ain't gonna pull the towel from around your waist in some corporate power play. But what I'm gonna do is set a precedent here in BACW. See, tonight, I have a man in the back who never really got a chance at that title that's slung over your shoulder. He was sent to the hospital tonight, but moments before I came out here to referee this match, he appeared in the building and asked me and demanded that I give him a world title shot. At first I thought he was crazy. At first I told him no way. And then I started thinking there would be no better person to kick your tired ass at the hellacious bout with the crippler, Matt McClain, than this man. So Lee Real, don't leave the ring yet. Come back in here hard, because you got one more match, one more defense.
hell is he talking? One more match? Are you drunk, Batiste? Come on, the man is exhausted. You can't expect him to be 100% and defend his title.
Show promo, I say shut up before I fire your ass faster than you can say your name. Referee, ring the bell, and let's bring out my handpicked challenger.
Oh, my God, is that the music for Sam Goddamn Natus? Yes, it is. And here comes Sam Goddamn Natus flying down the ramp in his street clothes. The crowd is going nuts, and Real trying to hit Natus with the championship belt. But Sam ducks in the nick of time. Real spins looking for another save. Oh, Sam Natus. Oh, my God. He just raised a big boot, and Lee Real ran right into that gigantic soul. And, my God, does the champion look worn out or what? Big leg drop by Sam Natus forces the father of Extreme in control of the mount. And pulling Lee Real off the canvas, Natus loops the champion's arm over his head and backing up to the ropes. Natus arches off his head. Oh, my God damn. Vertical suplex over the top rope and down onto the small mats goes Lee Real with the sick, aggressive splat. Sam Natus gives chase over the top rope and snapping a steel chair close. Lee Real staggers. Oh, my God. Chair shot from hell. Busts open the world heavyweight champion. Oh, my God. Suck just lit the table on fire. That was set up by Chrissy McClain moments ago. Natus is dragging Real up onto the apron. Oh, my God. He's calling for his triple six and a powerbomb. The arm of flaming table, Sam. You'll kill yourself. And absolutely Real. Real is cranked up into powerbomb position. And Libby into the air with only heat in his heart. Oh, my God. Sam, a powerbomb through the flaming table. And my God, Mr. Batiste is there to count. One, two. Can you believe history's being made? Three. Mr. Batiste has screwed absolutely Real out of his world heavyweight championship. And I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Sam Goddamn Natus's quest to become world heavyweight champion has finally come to an end.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner by pinfall. Unrecognized e-wrestling doll, world heavyweight champion, Evil Sam Goddamn Natus!
Limping into the ring with burns on his arm and leaving a broken and battered Lee Real in his wake. Please don't misunderstand the reaction you are hearing from this crowd. Since the winter of 1999, Sam Natus dreamed of this moment, and after 8 long years, Sam Natus has finally climbed to the top of the BACW mount tonight. Lee Real has been absolutely fantastic. He has nothing to be ashamed of. My God, but because of the shenanigans of one Mr. Batiste, Lee Real would still be considered the man to be here at BACW, but that's not the case right now. Oh my God, folks, like everything in BACW, sometimes you're the windshield and sometimes you're the bug. And with that said, I am completely out of time. They're wrapping me up. So on behalf of eWrestling.org, Mr. Batiste, and BACW, I bid you good night from Las Vegas, Nevada. And we'll see you next week when Malik Johnson will take on Todd Nightmare Knight for BACW's Northeastern Regional Championship. And my God, I can't believe Sam Natus is our world heavyweight champion.
Remember, folks, this card cannot be retransmitted or rebroadcasted without the express written consent of Mr. Batiste or eWrestling.org. The WWA, simply the best.